And that's everywhere. You just see it, farmers here and farmers there. But all that's gone. The niggas going to town or the white and put them on the welfare where you couldn't get them. You can't get a nigga now. A white either. Nobody do nothing for you. You might pick up one on Saturday.
Just for the day.
That's for the day. And they put them on the welfare, see, they can't wait for you.
That's true.
That's right. They done ruined the world. I don't know what in the world they're going to do. And tell people what is working, they got to feed them where they doing nothing. And you can see some of this dropping these old niggas out talking about they got high blood or something, just walk around, drink liquor, that's all. Government pays. I don't know what's going to come. And you're talking about this here, poverty. But right over there, when this boy's daddy died, and he's 14 years old, where we live right across the road from school, I said, his mother moved there, and she had five children and herself. And the boy was oldest, was 14 years old, and they moved with us, they made a living. But now I want to see you take a 14-year-old and now do it.
Things have changed.
That's right. But anybody want to work now can get a job and make a living. Anybody, I don't care who it is.
They're willing to work.
That's right. They're willing to work. And but they can't go here and have all this here being $20 or $30 a day. But no, I don't know. We done got in bad shape.
Mr. Nixon will do anything to
him? Don't look like it, does it?
Hasn't yet.
I thought when he went in there. But I think that's the silliest thing in the world, is talking about this marching and sitting in and burning up the school out of the thing. Now, I think that is awful. Now, I don't care. Is that the low class, what I'm talking about, was raised with nothing, they ain't going to have nothing. Now, that's what it is. When you see them long buns come down here and all such that, you can just bet you got trouble. One old boy, I'd go to Harlem, I'd say. Well, he arranged his hair. And but when we was going to school, he wouldn't have come but one. That hair had been cut. But it's something wrong. Something wrong. I seen in yesterday's paper where a 17-year-old boy hacked a 30-some-odd-year-old teacher to death. You might have seen it.
I did.
Well, could be nothing done with it.
Hope there will be.
It's like old Paul Harvey said the other day, that man would kill him 7 women, you know, and he's sitting in a comfortable jail, ain't done nothing with him. Well, it's such as that. Now, you know, that ain't right. He said, talking about he'd go kill somebody else. Well, he would if he got out a chance. You just don't want him, so something wrong. I'm even treating everybody right, but you sitting here trying to make you a living, and they come in and tell you if you don't do what they want to do, go on. Come in and set your house wild or something. That's bad. I tell you one thing, Kennedy and Johnson, they wound us up. You glad, but they sure did put us down the road.
Well, I hope that we can pull ourselves out.
I do too, but don't look like there's no way. Look like the wrong side has got the upper hand. You know what I mean? The people that want to do wrong has got the upper hand of us.
Sure seems that way sometimes.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, shall we go on with the questions?
Yes, ma'am. Skip yourself.
What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Soft cornbread. Never eat no cornbread and soft.
Okay, you wouldn't call
now it. That might have been what I was telling you back here a while ago by corn dodgers. Now that could have been that. Mm. But if that wasn't it, I don't know.
Have you ever heard of mush or spoon bread? Or?